Today's episode of News AF is sponsored by ZipRecruiter. Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Tyson, are you still in the process of looking for that personal assistant?
Always, constantly. I don't know where to look.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you where to look. ZipRecruiter is the place, because posting your job in one place isn't enough to find the quality candidates. That's how you find a bunch of people that you would say, no, no thank you, pass. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to be posting your job on all the top job sites. Now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 200 plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Danny, name any city.
Cleveland.
Yep. Boom. They've got candidates there. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Tyson, I know you hate that. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/first. That's ZipRecruiter.com/first. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/first. Hey, everybody, welcome back. I'm Rob Sesternino here with another week of the news stories that are the most interesting ones we could find here for the week of Tuesday, March 6, 2017 on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. Actual factual news, primetime edition here, late afternoon for us here on the West Coast, early evening for those on the East Coast on another exciting week of News AF here. March 7th, actually, is the date today. Just a little correction. Tyson Apostle, how are you?
I'm great.
So you're saying 5 o'clock is late afternoon?
Yeah, what do you say? It's early evening?
I would say that's early evening, and 7 o'clock is evening.
Danny, where do you weigh in on this?
Well, I say I usually take my tea around 4:30.
Okay.
So
is that afternoon tea or evening tea?
That's my afternoon tea, so I'm going to say afternoon.
Okay. So we're afternoon here in Mountain Time, which is past 5, just past 4 for Rob. East Coast time is past 7. I don't think that's early evening. I think that's full-blown evening.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going deep and hard into your evening.
Yeah, hey now. Hey now. Okay, that's how we do it here on News AF. And a lot of fun stories to talk about, many of them involving pizza here today. So we will get into all of that. And very excited to be live here on our streaming page at live.newsaf.news. Danny, how's your week been?
There's only been, what, 1 or 2 days?
Yeah, but since the last time we talked to you.
Oh, yeah. I'm still alive. My car died.
Your car died.
Yeah, it's gone.
Oh, God. When's the funeral?
Well, I'll be burying it on a some eroded shore near some river.
Cool.
I'll be parking it there permanently to help
the truck
fight erosion. Yeah.
Jesus.
It's 20 years old, right? So that's
I'm almost 40 and I haven't even broke down hardly once.
That's true, but if this were, like the 1500s, 20s, middle age,
yeah,
and a lot of people die at middle age, so it's 20 years old, and it died on me in the mountains, which I didn't appreciate.
You were driving it in the mountains, and the car died. How did you get home?
I parked it to go skiing, and then came back to it, and it was no longer starting.
And you hitchhiked home?
No, I had a friend nearby come give me a ride, but if you can't trust your truck in a combat situation like that, you have to get rid of it,
right? Get rid of it. That's right. Yeah. If your dog bites your kid.
You were a soldier on skis, is what you're saying? Combat situation?
Yes.
Where were you? Were you up at Aspen Grove?
Yeah. Yeah, I was just up there backcountry skiing. I'm going to have to get rid of it. And then, so I started looking at brand new cars, and it finally hit me that cars are extremely expensive.
Oh, yeah. You didn't know that?
Holy, I didn't know that up until right now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
They don't seem that expensive if you just think about the monthly payment, like making the monthly payment, but not for how long you have to make the monthly payment. When you're like, oh, yeah, it's only $600 a month, for the next 7 years.
Nothing was expensive until I got married. And then slowly my wife has made me think that everything is expensive.
Oh, see, that's the opposite at my house.
Yeah, well, she's cheap. And so it took like 5 years for her, for me to tell her not to show shock every time she gets the bill for something. Like, let's talk about the price beforehand so that when we get the bill, we don't have to go over this thing where you say something ridiculous like, are you serious? Because that's just awkward for me.
It sounds like you're becoming the person you didn't want to become.
Of course. Isn't that what happens naturally? Isn't that the natural process?
Yes.
I'm just sliding into that cheap old man role that's inevitable.
That's good.
Yeah.
I guess it's good.
Yeah.
I like spending to zero.
Yeah, you've got to. So what are you gonna purchase? What are you looking at? Another Toyota truck or what?
It sure as hell can't be new, because according to my calculations, only the 5 richest people in the world can afford new cars.
I drive two new cars.
It's gonna have to be used. The question is it's gonna have to be used. So how old can I go before I once again find myself stranded in the wilderness?
Well, that's the thing. You first have to decide what make and model you want, and then that's when you decide that balance.
Or Toyota.
You want a Toyota truck.
It doesn't have to be a truck. Toyota truck or 4Runner, yeah.
It has to be a 4-wheel drive.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Are you going to sell me a car right here? Right
now?
No, make your best offer.
I'm just, what's your best offer?
Don't take advantage of Danny just because we're on the podcast, Tyson.
We're friends.
Yeah, don't.
We're friends. I'll give him the friends and family 5% discount.
Well, Rob, do you have any cars for sale that meet my qualifications?
No, I don't have any cars for sale per se right now.
Well, if you guys see any cars for sale, let me know.
Okay.
I'll keep a lookout.
Please
guess
do.
What? I got food poisoning this weekend.
Food poisoning from what?
Beef jerky, gas station beef jerky.
Gas station beef jerky.
Off-brand.
Off-brand. What's your normal brand?
I don't really eat beef jerky that often, but I was going to a friend's house for some poker games, and I was like, oh, beef jerky looks good. And I grabbed the big bag, which came in an all-clear plastic bagging, which is like the local brand.
Yeah.
And I got it, and only 2 of us ate it, and both of us, I feel like we learned our lesson. We're both vegans now.
Oh, you're freaking me out, because I eat a lot of beef jerky now.
I went to a place where they make beef jerky, and still can't get the smell out of my nostrils.
Oh, yeah.
Will you still eat beef jerky even after you saw how it's made?
I don't like it as much, because every time I eat beef jerky, I revisit that place. I'm taken back in time to the slaughterhouse where while I was sitting there, they opened this door and a giant carcass was lowered in from the street level.
Okay. Nope.
It was all very disturbing.
I'm going to get diarrhea right here if you keep talking about it.
Okay. So let that be a lesson to you about the off-brand beef jerky.
I don't know if regular beef jerky gets you that, but I know that off-brand will.
Yeah, I've been good so far. Okay. But I get it at Trader Joe's.
Okay. Yeah, okay. You're safe.
All right, let's get into our top story at this hour. Pizza Hut has unveiled a new set of shoes, which are called Pie Tops, which will order you a pizza when you press a button on the tongue of the sneaker. You know, when I was a kid, used to press a button at the top of the sneaker to pump air into your shoes. Now you can order a pizza, Tyson.
Yeah, because air is kind of like fuel, but pizza is even
and we
more
were
than
happy.
Fuel.
We were happy with that, just to pump air into our shoes.
We didn't know any better, you know? And Danny, for you, pie top, pie, because sometimes you can call pizza a pie.
Yeah,
I've heard that.
And also, high top, the shoe. So you see how they. Yeah, see what they did there?
Yeah, and you know, if I can order pizza with a button on my shoe, I feel like I've peaked. That's it. Yeah. Call it quits.
Yeah. Now, Danny, how is this going to work? There's a button you can get a pizza order in. How does it know? Like, is there a GPS in the shoes that they deliver the pizza to wherever you are? Can you pay through the shoes?
So this is how I envision it working, for me at least. I've got my Fitbit, right? Mm-hmm. I run until I've burned enough calories to order a pizza, and then I lean over and push the button, right?
And then it just arrives by drone or what?
Yeah, well, like drone, whatever, but they come to me. They follow the sneakers. They maybe can see me on a GPS. And I just eat a delicious hot pizza, because who doesn't want just an entire pizza after running in 95-degree weather for a couple
hours? Hello, Danny. I am your pizza delivery sex
is
robot.
That drones don't talk, Tyson.
Yeah, no, this is the ScarJo sex robot, the delivery service. So she's like, here is your pizza. Would you like anything else? Free of charge, first timers.
I'd love that, dude. That's a future I can sink my teeth into.
Here's honestly how I picture it working. Because Domino's on their app, they already have that preset like address, and you can choose your favorite order as your like one button push order. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that's what it's set up to do. So you just push it, it comes to your preset address, and it just sends you the pre-selected order that you have as your like top one button push order.
Yeah, and it brings it to a set location, or is there GPS
your address
in the shoe?
No, it brings it to your address. Brings it to the address that you have set as your profile address or whatever you have set there.
Since they're only going to make like one pair of these shoes, it doesn't really matter how they operate.
Yeah. All of that we know is that Donald Trump's going to get a pair and not know how to use them.
Well, he gets the first one because he's the president. Is that how it works?
Yeah. And he's also he's acclaimed billionaire. He's told everyone he's a billionaire.
You know what? I would love to see LeBron. I would love to see LeBron James playing in these pie tops.
Yes, will an NBA player play in a pie top at any point?
I think Hakeem Olajuwon's going to come back.
if Shaq was still playing, he would play in the pie tops for sure.
Yeah,
it's weird.
I don't think anybody has the balls to play in the pie tops now.
Are you offering a challenge to all of NBA-dom?
The entire NBA.
Well, the best part would be if he ordered the pizza while waiting there on the bench.
Oh, dude, that'd be so... Or he got injured, so he's just like, well, the rest of the game is wash for me.
It's an odd marriage, though. The high-performance pizza gear and the multi-thousand-calorie slices of pizza.
There they go. I think they're a perfect companionship.
Yeah,
why?
Do you think athletes don't fuel their bodies with food?
What are you going to drink, Gatorade to get energized or a pepperoni pizza?
Well, I don't know. I don't know anything about being a high-performance athlete.
The pizza grease lubes up your joints. You need that lube, Rob, if you're going to function at your top level.
Yeah, it goes straight to your joints.
It really does. Yeah. We've discussed that before.
I just don't understand. If I need to load up on the app or on the website what my pizza order is going to be, I'm never 5 feet away from my phone. Is this just for the basketball player who's out on the court who doesn't have their phone with them? So say LeBron is in the middle of a game or a practice and then he doesn't have his phone on his person so he can order pizza from his shoe?
Well, it could be for kids that's moms control their cell phones. So let's say you're a teenager and your mom's like, well, I want to get you something cool. These have GPS tracker, you know, like the little watches you can get kids that they can call you, but only you. It's like that. So the mom's in control of the shoe, but she's like, kids need their Za. You know, he's a growing boy. So let him order Za whenever he wants, but he can't be texting dick pics to the other girls at junior high.
Yeah. I do think that based on an article that, you know, there's always a lot of articles about these different things. The one I'm looking at from NBC.com, NBC News, says that it will deliver the pizza to where you are via Bluetooth.
Ooh, via Bluetooth? So Bluetooth is the new GPS?
Yeah, I think so.
Or you have to be within Bluetooth range of the store.
Yeah, I always feel like Bluetooth is like the redheaded stepbrother of Wi-Fi.
Why, you don't like Bluetooth?
Well, it's just like they make it sound like, via Bluetooth. You mean via my phone? Because Bluetooth range is like 15 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Bluetooth will only work if you have a string of devices that all have Bluetooth on them, leading from the store all the way to where you're at.
Yeah, so you have to, it only works if everyone has their Bluetooth on between you and the pizza store.
Well, what I would take
and
that
you're in
to
a
mean
populated
is
area.
That it's the shoe
Bluetooth
is
to your
connected
phone.
To your phone via Bluetooth. And
yeah,
then,
but I mean, GPS. Just say it's your phone. It's your phone doing it.
What they make it sound like is that the person who wrote this article for NBC doesn't understand technology and is obviously a baby boomer. Get a millennial on the job.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy's got a Motorola Razr who wrote this article.
Yeah.
And that's actually that could be who the shoes are for. They preset what they want on their computer, and then they're rocking their Razr out in public. They can hit the button on the shoe to order the pizza because they don't have internet capabilities on their phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the apparently you can get some more information at Pizza Hut All Access, Danny, which is one of the best pizza technology websites out there.
Yeah, well, all access seems a little ironic since almost nobody's going to have access to these shoes.
Oh, yeah? Well, yeah. You could order them right now.
By choice, most people don't have access to Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Okay. Who wants it? I don't want to be connected by Bluetooth to Pizza Hut.
We're a Domino's family over here.
You're a Domino's family?
Tyson.
Do you have any Domino's wearables, Tyson?
He's wearing a lot of Domino's around his midsection.
Yeah, around the lower back and lower back and stomach area.
All right, well, let's talk about another pizza-related story. And this touches on a story that we were discussing last week on the show about the Iceland pineapple pizza ban. It's a hot topic in the news, as in this story sent into us by Aubra, who said that the raging debate over pineapple on pizza was stoked this week when a woman posted a picture on Twitter indicating a pizza place refused to put that topping on her order. The image went viral and showed a $5 bill taped to the inside of the box with a note that says, "Sorry, couldn't bring myself to put pineapple on it. That's gross. Sorry" is at the end.
Oh.
Hmm.
Man, I don't know. Like, there's a freedom of speech thing here, probably, but also the freedom to have pineapple on your pizza is also probably in the law somewhere or in the Bible.
No, here's my question. Was it on the menu? If it wasn't on the menu, he has no obligation to create a pineapple pizza.
Yeah.
If there was a menu with pineapple pizza on it, then he needed to deliver on the pineapple. That's the missing part of this story. Was it on the menu?
Yeah, and do you call and say, "Hey, I want pineapple pizza"? "Okay, sir, yes, right away. We guarantee our toppings. We guarantee everything." And then show up without pineapple. That's quite the kick to the gut, because what if this person can only eat pineapple? The acids in the pineapple help him break down the cheese that's gathering in his gut.
Oh, no. Is that how that
works?
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Hey, probably.
Yeah. Now, this is interesting because it seems like a story that could be actual crapsule, but yes, there's no brand attached to it, Tyson, so it's not really promoting anything other than the
person
anti it's the anti pineapple lobby and $5 bills.
So who hates pineapples more than anybody? Bananas? No, Dole is, that's the same company.
Yep.
Mm.
I kind of agree with you, Rob. It's such a weird story. And the weird part about it is that someone wouldn't say up front, "Yeah, we're not going to make a pineapple," or "No, we don't have it on our menu." They're going to say, "Yeah, we can make that for you." And then turn around, you know, and laughing and say, "We're not going to make that for her, but let's give her $5. I mean, it just seems like that's not what people would do.
The whole thing is pretty bizarre. First off, did they accept money for, like, did they charge her for a topping, and then the chef just said, "No, I'm putting my foot down here. I'm drawing a line in the sand. No pineapple on this delicious pizza that I made."
Yeah. He's like, "My mother died eating pineapple. I will refuse to put it on this pizza."
And in the article, it says the money's taped to the inside of the box. I am not eating any pizza that has any denomination of money within 10 feet of it, because you know how germy money is.
Yeah, but Tyson, $5 bill is one of the most underrated pizza toppings.
I mean,
is that true?
Yeah.
I guess nobody's rated it, so in a way, I guess it is underrated.
Yeah. Danny, would you rather have pineapple on a pizza or a $5 bill on top of a pizza?
Well, like Tyson said, it's pretty dirty, so it's basically like letting someone put their bare butt on my pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then eating that. I'm looking at this. That's a disgusting looking pizza.
Really?
It really is.
That's not the real pizza. Like, which one? The one that's the one that's in the tweet?
Picture.
Yeah, okay.
In the story.
Yeah,
right?
It's like that pizza is like in no place to, if you want to go ahead and see the pizza, you can see it at shoot us down is the Twitter account that tweeted this out. Yeah, that pizza is in no position to be saying any topping is not worthy of being on it.
Yeah, this isn't some Michelin chef
rated.
Making a pizza or rated
Michelin.
Pizza.
It's a weird this shape, is, too. It's like it looks like a French bread pizza.
Like they dropped it on the floor, and then rather than fix it and make it round again, they're like, "God, just leave it."
So you think this kid lives with his mom, and he's like, "Hey, mom, bring me a pizza. I want pineapple on it." And she's like, "Oh, God, I'll never hear the end of it if I don't give him some money to shut up about it for a second."
Yeah. How about this? You ask your roommate to order you a pizza, right? and you said, roommate, order me a pineapple pizza. The roommate orders the pizza, but doesn't get pineapple on it because it's gross.
Okay.
And so he says, here's your money back. I didn't get you a pineapple pizza. I just got you the chicken. That's $5 less. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, that could be too. Okay. So it's plausible, but it's not. I mean, it could be, but it could also not be.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this girl's Twitter account seems to be all about this encounter about the pizza and how people are ripping her off in terms of that was her tweet. So I do think that this is probably real.
Okay. Well, the good news is that this is the high point of her life.
Yeah, we'll never have to talk about her
back
again.
Back on 50 years from now.
Yeah. Wait till she's right there with Cash Me Outside Girl.
And Ken Bone. They form a super musical group.
A super band?
That's another super band.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. I think we need the Cash Me Outside Girl to comment on pineapple pizza.
That would be so complete. We'll, that'd bring it all full circle.
Yeah. Okay. The pineapple on pizza resistance is grows by the day. Okay. My wife started something. All right, so let's talk about another food item, which is in the news this week. Peeps flavored Oreos have hit the shelves. Tyson, is this something that you would check out?
Yes. I don't think I'd buy them myself, but if somebody was like, oh, I got a case of these, I would eat most of them.
Yeah. Danny, why are Peeps flavored Oreos pink? When I have always thought that the traditional peep color was yellow. Was that just too gross?
There's both colors.
There's yellow Oreos and pink ones?
No, there's yellow and pink
and
peeps.
Okay. That's what I was thinking about.
But isn't
the
yellow the traditional color of a peep?
What the hell is
Well, there's
peep?
The peeps, which are the little chickens, and then the pink ones are the bunnies.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two. I don't know which came first, the chicken or the rabbit.
An age-old question.
Yeah, but whichever one, yeah. I mean, I don't think they're doing anything wrong with the pink, and the pink probably looks better on the golden Oreo. Oh, I love golden Oreos.
Yeah, because it's not a chocolate Oreo. It's like a vanilla wafer.
You know, this isn't that big of a story. There's tons of foods, especially candies, that turn your tongue different colors.
Yes. Well, that's where it begins, Danny. But that much like when we were talking about the black bun Burger King burger some time ago.
Yes, go on.
Yes, the Peeps flavored Oreos not only are turning people's tongues, as you can see this young man in the picture behind me, is an unnatural pink lasting up to days after eating, Danny. And then on top of that, other waste matter
is
showing up with a different color.
Okay, I changed my mind.
Don't you want your tongue to have a healthy pink glow to it?
This is unhealthy. This is an unnatural
shape. Yeah, I changed my mind. I'm 100% in on these. I will buy these and eat them. It changes your poop?
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
Cool.
I used to steal that, what was that blue dye that you had in science class? I used to steal that and spike all the soda pop at high school parties with it because it makes you pee blue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's it called?
I'm with Tyson. I think anything that will change my waist to a fun color, I like that. You're in. Yes. Thank
I'm in
you.
You are in. Okay.
Yep.
All right. But do you like Peeps or you would eat them anyway, Danny?
No, I need a different flavored candy. But if I can turn around, look in that toilet, and see something a color other than the normal color, I mean that's just a gift.
Yeah, that's 90% of the reason I eat beets.
Yeah, it's the gift that keeps on giving. Starts with your tongue and ends with your turd.
Yeah. Okay. Now, not every single person that has eaten these is reporting those side effects, Tyson. Would you
like
be upset?
Asparagus pee.
Yeah, I think different people digest it differently.
I feel I get asparagus pee, so I feel like I'd probably also get the positive effects of the Peep Oreos.
Yeah. It's unclear how many of these Oreos you would have to eat. This is one person that was quoted in this BuzzFeed article. At Zach Mori, under Zach underscore Mori, guys, I ate a whole package of Peep Oreos today. And then he is saying that he is experiencing that side effect.
That's a great marketing move by Peeps, by the way.
Because
if they can get you talking about all the things that it changes colors of, I mean, that's great. Now people are going to go out and eat entire packages of these disgusting cookies that they otherwise would never have touched.
Mm. Or feed them to dogs. Imagine how pleasant that would be, dude, in the spring thaw when normally all the turds start making themselves known.
Mm-hmm.
You don't deal with that over in L.A., Rob, but in Utah, when the spring thaw hits, it's nothing but dog turds, old frozen dog turds thawing out.
Although,
Tyson's hit upon a great idea.
I think so, too.
I think that we should give all dog food this type of coloring so that we can see those poop bombs in that color. You know, they blend in so well with rocks and grass.
And you won't step in it.
Yes, yeah. It'd be perfect.
Yes.
Tyson.
Yes. And also, then it would be not unlike the person who, like, robs a bank where somebody is, like, walking around with a St. Bernard and not picking up after it. I feel like that's, like, a pretty, like, there's a lot of times, yeah. Hold on. That dog just go to the bathroom and the guy didn't pick it up.
But it's like a dye pack, a poopy dye pack.
Right.
It explodes and you could look at the dog's butt and be like, oh yeah, fluorescent orange. That was that dog.
Right. Yep. From like 200 paces, you could see that guy is definitely not cleaning up after his dog.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is a great idea.
Thank you.
One of the best, Tyson. Good work.
It's definitely top five.
Yeah. Okay. Mark that one, Sean Falconer. Okay. Then, Danny, I know you're a big science fan. Tyson, I know you're a big NASA fan. Mm-hmm. There was the big announcement about how there were 7 new Earth-like planets discovered.
Saw that.
However, Tyson, perhaps NASA made a misstep sending a tweet asking the internet to help name them.
NASA, gosh, if they would have hired me, they would have known that was the wrong move, and I could have named it something more hilarious without even having to resort to the internet.
Yes. And the number one contender at this hour is...
Wait, let somebody guess.
Okay.
Danny?
Who's guessing?
You are.
Oh, well, I already saw it.
So did I.
I think I could have guessed it anyway. Planet McPlanet Face or something like that.
Planet McPlanet Face.
So predictable. It started off hilarious. The very first person who came up with that for Bodie McBoat Face or whatever. And now it's time to move on.
Nope.
It's 2017.
You don't know how humor works then, I guess, Danny. You drive that nail, hammer that nail enough times, and it comes back around as funny as it becomes so predictable and so sickening to hear that you're just like, okay, that's funny again because it's so annoying. It's like the joke that I keep telling Rachel. I don't know what it is, but I say it every time to the point where she's like, that's annoying. Keep on it for 2 more weeks, and she'll eventually laugh at it again. Because it's so
stick
ridiculous.
With it. Don't give it up.
Stick with it.
That's right.
So millennials, stick with this internet voting thing that you've gotten yourselves into. And first of all, you'll prove to everybody that can you stick to something finally. Second of all, it'll be funny again.
Yeah. All right. So you can track other names people are throwing out there for the names of the planets in the TRAPPIST system. 7 names for 7 new planets is the hashtag. Danny, do you have any ideas for these 7 new planet names besides Planet McPlanet Face?
Yeah. Name all 7 of them right now.
The most habitable one should be called Danny, Tyson, and Rob. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's a lot of pressure.
No, it's not. I think that's great. Where do you live? Planet Rob.
For me, it's the most pressure because there's the least amount of Tysons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I think that the other 4 planets should be driven into the sun with
just
a giant
the sun?
Nuclear engine. Yeah, so that only our planet survive in the solar system.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's pretty good.
Just a thought. Yeah. Just a thought. Yeah.
Okay.
So there's 3 that are habitable and the other 4 are not. We've already
determined I'm just saying
that.
It doesn't matter. We just take the 3 most habitable, we name them after ourselves, and then we get giant rockets to drive the rest of these planets into the sun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is NASA like the Flavor Flav of the galaxy where they just came along and decide, okay, this is the new name of this planet. I'm going to call this planet this name.
Well, whoever sees it first gets to name it. Yeah.
Like a Columbus type thing?
Yeah.
I guess. He's made some mistakes with the naming. The West Indies? Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I was wrong.
All right, well, we'll see. I don't know why we need the internet to get involved also. I feel like that we need to have some like responsible party at NASA who can be in charge of this, Tyson.
Yeah, but all those guys are old, man.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what they name their planets? It's like W7-1952ZR.
No, that's an unnamed planet. A named planet would be like Krylon 5.
Krylon 5 is a cool planet name.
That is a cool planet name, Tyson. Why didn't NASA give you a job? Dude. Krylon 5? I'm going to name my next kid Krylon 5.
Okay.
Krylon Thanks, 5 guys. Is pretty good.
That was right off the top of my head, too. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that was amazing.
Like,
yeah.
I'm beaming. Like, I feel really good right now. Thanks, guys.
You did it.
Krylon 5.
All right.
I think that should be our hashtag.
Krylon 5 is the number one contender. Is that where the galactic salt mine is?
Yeah, Krylon 5. No. Krylon 5 is the safest place and the furthest place away from the galactic salt mines.
Yeah.
So people who are in the galactic salt mines
dream.
They dream and talk of Krylon.
Getting away.
Whispers of Krylon 5.
Yeah, they write songs about it.
They hope to earn enough credits to one day take a vacation to Krylon 5.
Mm-hmm. How do you spell Krylon 5, Tyson?
It's C-R-Y-L-O-N 5, the number.
Okay. I thought there would have been an H in there.
No, leave it like it is.
Okay. All right.
It's great.
It is written. Okay. Let's talk about a story from our neighbors to the north, up in Canada, where a 7-year-old bowling champion was stripped of his win in the youth bowling championship for wearing the wrong color pants. So he had led
Fuck that kid.
He had led his team to a bowling victory by bowling a 171. Not super impressive, right, Tyson?
Wait, how old is he? 7?
Yeah.
No, that's pretty impressive. Yeah, that's impressive. It's not like incredible for a bowler in general, but for a 7-year-old, I feel like that's pretty good.
Mm. Yeah, it makes me wonder what kind of standards you hold your kids to.
Yeah, and I was just kidding about earlier about effing him. That's just like, you know, shock value humor there. Let's strike all that from the record and then also this conversation explaining that. Anyways, 171. 7-year-old kid. I don't think I got a 171 bowling until I was in college, but also I didn't bowl as a 7-year-old.
Mm.
I don't think I could bowl a 171. I'm impressed. I mean, I'm not impressed with his ability to read the documents attached to the league.
Yes.
Obviously.
Or to even maybe even choose the right color of pants. Maybe he's colorblind. That's the issue. They said it's like a gray. It was too gray on the spectrum.
Right.
But there's a lot of, like, so he was wearing, you were supposed to wear black pants. He wore a darker gray color that, after it was over, the official decided was not dark enough.
Right. There are 50 shades of gray, apparently. His pants were one of the lighter shades of gray. And he was told that because the pants need to be black, then he was going to be disqualified after bowling the 171. Danny, was this a conspiracy?
Well, I think it shows that it's great to have skill, but it's also a skill in and of itself to be able to navigate and memorize the rule book and then turn around and use it as a weapon with which to bludgeon your opponents with.
Which is what the opposing team apparently did.
Yeah. So, I mean, kudos to the people who are like, yeah, he's got gray pants on. And they were holding that in their back pocket, as we said earlier, for the right moment. And they just took it out and smashed him over the head and took the trophy. He doesn't even know what hit him.
If I were an official, this is how I would look at it. If somebody's complaining about his pants and you had done other things to enforce those rules throughout the season, then probably measures need to be taken. But at this point, when the tournament's ended, you should probably, maybe at the very least, award both teams the victory.
Yeah. Well, they do think, the kid's parents think, that this was a conspiracy because he was allowed to bowl prior to being disqualified. His parents suspect this was part of a scheme by a bowling official to aid his own region's team. So he wanted to throw out that kid's high score because it was going to affect the standings too much. And so they ended up disqualifying him on the ticky-tack pants penalty.
Mm.
Well, it's a 7-year-old kid. I think that in this situation, if I'm the official, I'm just going to rule in favor of whoever's yelling at me the loudest so I can just leave.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So really, I don't know what the rules are.
Yeah.
Black, gray, I don't know, but you're screaming at me and you may turn to violence soon. So I'm just going to rule in your favor and go back out to my van.
Yeah. Nope. I still feel like you have to follow previous precedents, right?
What if there is no precedence to call upon?
If there isn't, then in the moment you have to award everyone the victory.
because obviously
everybody wins.
Yeah, no, you really do. You have to, because these people are screaming, but this other team already won, and they won based on their talents, which is all you really need in that situation. Shouldn't matter what you're wearing, even though it is a rule. The rule wasn't called into attention until after the contest.
I think what I'm going to do is question my life decisions that led me to a point where I am refereeing a 7-year-old bowling tournament.
Yeah, who even knew there was a bowling referee?
And what I'm going to do is study up to become a bowling referee so that I can make things right in the world.
Are they called referees? A bowling referee?
A judge.
Do they get to wear
an
official, maybe? Yeah.
An official or a judge. They watch to make sure your toes aren't crossing the line, even though there's mechanics for that. They still have to double check. That's basically it. That's basically all they do is make sure your toe doesn't cross the line when you roll the ball.
Have you guys ever heard of this rule? You have to wear black pants for bowling?
No, but it's a bowling league, and maybe they have different, you know, like I was in a bowling league once, but most of the people had swass and I didn't, and I never.
The number one rule was just to wear pants.
To wear pants and sweat out of your butt crack a little bit.
A little bit. Okay.
Yeah.
So
Tyson would avoid the sweat problem by resting his butt on that fan, that cooling fan right there on the
wall. Wait, have you guys been bowling together?
Yes.
Yeah. Who's the better bowler?
Time, though.
Tyson.
I'm a more refined bowler because I took bowling class in college. And I have two custom bowling balls that I've
Two custom bowling balls?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you need two?
What?
Why did you need two?
It feels more natural to have two. Yeah.
No, because one is takes a harder curve than the other. So one is for the first bowl, and if I need to pick up a spare with a split, then I'll use my other ball that rolls straighter.
Wait, you bring both bowling balls to the bowling alley with you? Is that? Yes. I feel like that's not... within the rules, right? Aren't you supposed to use the same ball for the whole thing?
As long as you're wearing black pants, it doesn't
you
matter.
You can have
how many
as many balls as you want.
Wait, so you could have like a caddy behind you with okay, this is my 9-iron.
Yeah, guys are bringing like 3 or 4 balls in. Also, it also depends on the oil on the lane, because if the oil's thick, then it's harder to curve. And if it's a thinner coat of oil, then it grabs and curves harder. So you also have to take that into account.
How do you transport your bowling balls to the bowling alley, Tyson?
In a sack, in a
ball
sack.
Leather bag?
Yeah, so you have both of them go in one sack? Or you balance out and have two?
Bag. I have a double bowling ball bag. But any more than that, you can get like rolly carts that have like 3 or 4 slots for balls in them.
Wow.
I like the idea of a bowling caddy.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, Rob. He whispers in your ear, goes up and licks the bowling lane, tells you about the oil.
You can find out about the oil based on the guy who oiled the lanes. He'll tell you. And the oil also generally is heavier in the center of the lane and tapers off on the outsides of the lane. That's why when you watch pro bowlers, they hit the outside of the lane, and that's where the ball grabs and makes its curve back in.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Tyson.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of knowledge.
All right. Here we go. And then let's talk about.
You're welcome, guys.
This very highly requested story. This was sent to us by many of our listeners in the Group AF Facebook group. There is a new product called the iCon, which is being billed as the world's first smart condom, which is slated to be released later this year. The condom, like a Fitbit, provides shareable data from a session, including the time, the calories burned, and the average thrust velocity, which can then get posted to an app and compare to other people.
Oh, man, that's every man's worst nightmare except for Sting.
I was going to say, that's going to give a lot of men a depressing reality check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who wanted this?
Women. Women to prove to their men that they weren't as,
women
strong. Men already know that. But
not the dudes who drive Dodge Chargers and huge trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
They
know. That's why they drive those. but it's... Yeah, I don't know who invented this. I mean, there's a lot of different agendas that would obviously like to emasculate the masses.
So this is you think that people that wanted to humiliate other people wanting them to wear this smart condom?
That's the only thing that makes sense.
Thing is, I bet you that you could go forever because it's going to have so many senses and it's going to be as thick as like a leather wallet with all of the technology built in. You wouldn't even... I mean, yeah.
Plus, your mind is focused on this thing
you're just thinking about thrust velocity.
You're like just imagining like your grandma reading your, Strava is to cycling as what? Icon the app? So like your grandma's like on the Icon app, like looking. You're like, no, grandma, you can't see. So then you're like going forever. Like stuff like that will make you go forever.
I can't get my head around who would want this. I mean, I can't imagine. Any woman is looking to track these stats. I can't imagine any man needs this information.
Yeah. We know that Sting can achieve 8 hours of tantric sex, and we know that nobody else can. What more stats do you need than that, ladies?
Like, there has to be a better way to track the amount of time spent in intercourse than a smart condom. I feel like a stopwatch will also work.
I think you could get a butler
to
time
you. What were those stopwatch necklaces?
Yeah.
You know,
not even you, like have a guy standing there in like those polyester bike gym shorts that are like short with the pockets on them. He's got a tennis ball in the back of one of them and he's there.
He's got one of those right angle measurement things so that he can calculate thrust velocity. I mean, to do what this condom can do would require a whole team of people. Whereas this condom eliminates all the people, gets them out of the room, and now you can get all the same calculations in the comfort of your own house with just a simple device that's as thick as a leather wallet and goes around your junk.
Okay. So that according to the website, where you can put in early orders for it, and again, I don't really even know what you're getting. Is this like a reusable device, or are these disposable?
Yeah, you probably put it in the dishwasher.
Here's what I think you got to do. It. You got to train every day and then work up to it, and then it's just like, it's like a one-time use, go for broke, post it to the web, and just be like,
hopefully
champion.
It doesn't break.
Okay. Yeah. Actually, so here's some more information from the website. Okay, so it's not the actual prophylactic. It's actually a ring which will go over the condom at the base, and then you will reuse the ring. So it is a reusable device.
Okay. Well, you know what? I think that an eye condom would be more effective for your fingers when going bowling. Three condoms that keep your fingers clean when using a public bowling
ball.
That's
a good idea.
That is pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. This will be good for keeping kids abstinent, definitely.
Okay. So here's
what... like, hey, I got the eye con. Okay. Well, I'm going to spread that around and nobody here is going to do what you want them to do with you.
Yeah. Try to let a woman know that. So I'm probably going to wear the icon so I can track my stats on this.
Yeah, and by the way, if it's uncomfortable enough getting out a condom, probably. I mean, think you're like, okay, I got to open up my app. Hold on, and open it up. Make sure I got my Bluetooth connection to this ring I'm about to put on. Do you want to see my previous stats? You know, like maybe that'll connect to your Tumblr account or Tinder account. You know, so you can say, these are my stats for my icon, and then swipe right if you're impressed.
Yeah.
But I think for the party animals, you don't even have to use a condom with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's optional.
Right.
You know, so if you're a party animal down in Mexico for spring break.
Yeah.
It'll calculate the odds of you getting an STD.
Yes.
Which are really high.
So here's what it tracks. So calories burnt during sexual intercourse. Okay.
Yeah.
Speed of thrusts, total number of thrusts, frequency of sessions. Now, I don't really need the icon to count the number of sessions, right?
Yeah. Two a year, whether you need it or not.
Your birthday.
Yeah.
Your birthday and maybe Father's Day.
Yeah, maybe. Average velocity of the thrusts. Girth measurement. Is this useful, Danny?
Anything. Once you can measure girth, I mean, that's probably the most important measurement. You should probably have that tattooed somewhere.
Game over.
Put on your medical bracelet. Your girth measurement.
Different positions used. I don't really know how it's going to track that. That's currently in beta testing, And then average skin temperature. So then you could say, oh, hey, look at this. 99. Look, I got a
hot dong. Yeah. He's regular old hot dong.
Yes. And also that there will be an adjustable band so that it will fit every user of the icon.
One size fits all. So we could probably get one and share it between the three of us is what you're thinking.
Yeah, I
think
so.
Are you suggesting that we get together and put it around all three of us at the same time?
Oh, no, come on.
If you're going to be cheap, I mean, that's what you're going to
have
to do.
Like some sort of like Rat King scenario. yeah, the whole idea of the wearable, I think, is tricky also because not that I know from anything, but I do wear... I wear a Fitbit to track stuff, and then again, not that I'm ever in this situation, but sometimes, like, I go to bed, and you wear it to track how long you sleep. I don't know at what point in the process you're supposed to remove that.
Yeah, so here's the thing. I'd wear it all day long, because A, you never know, and B, imagine if they're like, this guy has gone the same slow, steady pace for 62 hours till he needed to recharge his... icon again.
Right.
It's getting out of hand. We don't need a device everywhere to give us stats on all of our actions, right?
Could you wear it without the prophylactic, Danny?
I mean, where are you going to use this information?
Twitter.
Facebook.
Is there some group that you're going to get with and compare notes? I mean, who are you sharing this information?
You're not sharing information unless you're the girthiest dude out there.
Yeah.
Now, really, but what would be useful if they could get the icon to order a pizza if they had like a button on there
right after
or if a cigarette came out of it when you were done.
Yeah,
that would all be useful for the icon.
Okay
so we'll see.
Okay,
if the
so now we're
on.
Thinking here.
Yeah,
so what would we call this cigarette pizza device? I'm keeping in mind icons already taken.
I think Krylon 6.
Krylon 6, dude.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Then one quick follow-up. Our own Scott St. Pierre wants to let us know that all-day breakfast has finally made it to Canada, Danny.
Whoa.
Yes. Mm-mm. So the Canadians will no longer be needing to steal breakfast items later in the day.
It's
so
about
now we
time.
Know exactly how far behind Canada is from America. Is that like the ruler now, the measuring stick?
Yeah. Is that like in different countries where like when a song comes out like a year later?
Or a movie.
Popular, yeah.
Wow. I ordered a, what was it, a McGriddle the other day in the middle of the day. It took really long. Yeah. It took a long time.
You know it was fresh.
Okay. So.
Oh, it was fresh.
Are we expecting, Tyson, about 2 years until Canadians can order a pizza with shoes?
Yeah, at least.
Without a doubt.
Okay, that's coming up.
So.
Danny, what's going on in the bolt hole?
Okay, I have an update. That guy who put himself in a rock, he came out of the rock like the next day after our podcast or the day
How'd
after
it go?
That. So he was actually in the rock while we were talking about it. I wish you would have heard us.
I bet his ears were burning.
Oh, yeah. I bet a lot of things were burning.
Okay.
So he's okay, guys. I knew Tyson wanted to get an update on that, and I just want you to know that he's okay,
Good.
Tyson.
So did he do the week or the 10 days or whatever he was planning on doing?
Yeah. He stuck it out the whole week. He had to be carried away.
Did he have to, or do you think that was just for dramatic effect?
No, I think that at that point you have to be carried away just so that you don't, your butt rash doesn't get brustled up against. Okay, guys, I'm going to do one story here. I've got two to choose from, but I'm going to go with the one that was local, Tyson. Okay. It's a Utah story. Two men were arrested for robbing a bank, and that's not really news, right? Mm-hmm.
No, it is, but not our kind of news.
But the reason they robbed the bank, they told the police that they were just tired of being broke.
Oh. Well, right? That's not really fair if they had to be broke all this time, right?
I kind of appreciated that. And some of the details caught my attention, and I thought it was somewhat – that one was a little depressing. But the other thing is that they put on their ski mask well in advance. So people were already calling the cops on them while they were sitting in their car putting on ski masks. Hmm. And so it was just the guy didn't know how to get to the bank. So they had to, they were separated. He had to text him the directions. They just left an awful trail that the police had no problem tracking them down, coming and arresting them. They tried to hide under, it was just a bungled bank robbery. And I just thought the details were pretty, pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I've never robbed a bank, right? But in my mind, at what point do you put on the ski mask?
A little bit like the question about the icon.
Like, what time do you put on that so you can measure your thrust velocity when you're robbing a bank?
Right, right. Like, you don't want to put on the ski mask too early in the game. Obviously, they say, whoa, 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 what are we doing here? What's going on here? Like, you get busted too early. Again, too late. You know, they've already seen your face.
Yeah, right? These are the difficult questions. Do you put on a ski mask? What are some alternatives to ski masks?
The pantyhose. The pantyhose.
The pantyhose. That, yeah, I prefer pantyhose. Yeah, I like the pantyhose.
You don't think that, yeah, like, with awesome. The computer technology, they can see through the pantyhose?
No, you can see through them anyways, but your nose is squished, so they don't know who you are.
I tried buying those glasses that could see through anything, and they couldn't see through pantyhose. Mm. So, I mean, pantyhose, ski mask, other options are you could do like a clown, but we know that the whole clown thing, now people are on alert.
Right.
I felt like if you're going to put on a ski mask, why a ski mask? And don't do it before when you're sitting in a parking lot of a grocery store and everybody's looking at you.
I mean, ideally, if you could get like either a John Travolta face or a Nick Cage face, I think that those are really, you know, the ideal things to wear. And then nobody will blame you.
Are those popular masks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want the most popular mask.
When I go to the bank, I always take off my sunglasses because I feel like they're going to be suspicious if I go in with these big sunglasses and a hat.
Yeah, but if you take those off, now they're suspicious that you're not a cool
pro. How big are your sunglasses?
They're pretty big. You know, but if you have like your hat on and your hoodie on and a pair of sunglasses and you're walking into a bank, you know that every teller out of the corner of their eye is looking at you. So like, do them a favor, take off the sunglasses. That's kind of my theory.
I get that.
Interesting theory.
Plus, I show up in a 97 Toyota Tacoma.
You used to show up in a 97.
I used to show up. I mean, it just doesn't look good. Mm-hmm. I've got shovels and gasoline in the back of my truck. It just, I look like a bank robber. So for them, as a courtesy, I remove my sunglasses so there's no mix-up.
A 97 Toyota truck. Danny, want to hear a fun fact?
Yes.
You graduated high school in 1997.
Oh.
Yeah, I know that.
Oh. Okay.
That's not really a fun fact. Wow. I was hoping you were going to say
it becomes less
more
fun every year. It was a fun fact in like 1999.
It's going to be next year.
I thought a fun fact would be more robberies are committed in Toyota Tacomas. Well, definitely more. It's a terrorist car of choice. The foreign version, the Hilux,
Don't you think you could still sell this as an operational truck and just ship it to like Afghanistan or something? It still works, I promise.
Plus, they're probably pretty good mechanical, you know, wise. So yeah, you're actually right. Why am I limiting myself to the U.S. market? I should be looking into selling this abroad, maybe Syria or
on
Afghanistan
eBay.
Or
sure.
On yeah. eBay. Yeah, Pakistan.
Okay.
So there you go, guys. That's my one story. It's not much of a vault. It was a short glimpse.
All right.
That's
well,
all we needed.
Fun evening edition of the News AF. Tyson, did you have anything else?
Yep. Two reviews.
Two reviews. Okay. Go for it.
Yes.
Rob Tyson and that other guy are a 10 out of 10. 5 stars. Okay. I like it.
Okay.
By Baboon Bassoon.
Baboon Bassoon.
Yep.
Good name.
Yeah, that is a good name. I only subscribe to hear Tyson's manly grunts in the intro, but now that he has decided to grow up, why should I even go on with my life?
I agree.
Will you bring it back just for him?
I'll bring it back.
Okay.
Also, I finally looked at the video version of this podcast and can confirm Danny looks a lot younger / healthier than he sounds.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, by the way, I was editing some video the other day of myself because that's what I do in my free time.
Yeah.
And obviously. I was just listening to my audio, and I have to agree. Even I thought I sounded like a fat middle-aged man.
Okay. Well, when bad. You got it, you got it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next one. My favorite podcast, 5 stars, by
T-Scott123. T-Scott123.
Hey, Tyson, Rob, and Danny. Love your podcast. Just wanted to tell you that my husband and I did a Mile High Club flight years ago in San Francisco. It was an hour-long flight, and the pilot flew over Alcatraz and through the Golden Gate Bridge and other San Fran hotspots. It was awesome. Don't knock it till you try it.
Whoa.
So they were early in on this.
Yeah,
right?
early in, years ago. But here's the thing. How do you know that they actually flew over Alcatraz, Golden Gate Bridge, and other San Fran hotspots? Because
I feel like the pilot's there. He's like, okay, get in the back and have sex. We're going to go over Alcatraz.
Maybe he's the pilot is just like, all right, and if you're that distracted, Alcatraz is over there on the left.
Okay, Tyson, two possibilities.
Or they're just running the jet. I think they're just running the plane on the ground.
Right.
Making people think.
Yeah, now, virtual reality.
It's a glass bottom airplane.
Yeah, that's good.
That would be awesome.
Or that would be awesome and ridiculously clean.
Or the pilot did a bitchin' barrel roll right over Alcatraz.
That could be too.
Now,
I like
if you were to wear the icon on the love, what's that called? Love jet?
Yeah. Sure.
Is that going to screw up your thrust velocity? Like when I'm sitting on an airplane and I go
on Snapchat.
It's going
to be 600 miles an hour.
Yeah, I'm like going 600 miles an hour and it's Snapchat. Is that going to throw off the icon?
You have to make some adjustments. That's a little bit, but definitely that's something that you should.
Yeah, then you're sharing that readout
with Tyson's, with Tyson, who's the only person following you on your icon app.
I follow everybody. Come on,
right?
It's not.
I mean, I guess it's safer than getting a radar gun in your bedroom.
Yeah, I just follow everybody, man.
The radar gun. That's a great comparison. The radar
guy
in your bedroom.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's good. That's safer.
With those yellow lensed aviator sunglasses.
Sure.
Sure. Okay, it's agreed then. Guys with yellow lensed aviator sunglasses and radar guns are welcome in Rubs.
Hey,
where the magic happens.
By the way, guys, I'm this close to changing my name to that other guy.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
On Twitter?
Who started that joke? Yeah.
I don't know, but I mean, if that's who I'm going to become on this podcast, I think it's only fair that I change my name.
Legally?
You've also gotten... Legally, ooh. I know some lawyers. If we could gather the money, would you do that?
No. But let's say that my parents die so I can no longer disappoint them, and my kids and family move away, then I'll consider it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, is that other guy taken on Twitter?
Oh, for sure. No question about that.
He's only got one follower, though.
Well,
yeah. Not verified.
Yeah, we have so many good reviews coming.
Verified.
Really?
Tyson, should there be a minimum number of followers somebody should have to be verified?
I think yes. And also, I think it's like, oh, I'm in a made-up thing that I made up. I'm verified. Like, that's how, like, half of them are now. Like, I felt, when I got verified, there was a little twinge of pride.
Right.
But then when you're like, oh, this person with, like, 64 followers is verified, and they work for a magazine that they created that nobody buys. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, well, that's an interesting verification. But it used to mean something.
It used to mean something.
You know?
It doesn't mean anything anymore. Yeah. So,
no.
Tyson, what should that minimum number of followers be for a person to be verified?
I think it has to be like
10,000.
10,000.
However many Tyson has at this moment.
I have 30,000.
It should be at least 5,000.
Okay,
it should be at least, without a question, it should be 1,000.
Yeah.
It should probably be 5,000 and maybe even 10,000.
Yeah, and that's real followers, like not bots. Because, I was looking through some Instagrams the other day, and I was like, I don't know what's real and what's fake anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
I thought about buying a couple thousand friends.
I used to just get that feeling at church, and now I get it when I'm on social media.
What were
too.
You looking at that you don't know what's real?
What's real and what's fake? The number of followers, the number of likes, the number of, like, I go on somebody's, former Survivor contestant, and like one picture has like 98 likes, and then the next picture has 1,200 likes, and they all of a sudden have 80,000 followers.
Mm. You know, Tyson, there's only one
from
metric
picture to
that
pictures.
Matters.
Yeah.
And that's the art. Our likes on iTunes, because those are real.
Those are real.
Those are
real.
You can't fake
that,
Tyson. You can't fake that. Those are words coming from the hearts of listeners, and I think that you could just ignore everybody else and know that those are real and they're yours.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Yeah.
That makes me feel better going into dinner.
All right. Well, Tyson's dinner is ready. Hashtag Krylon5. That's CRYLON5. Is that right, or is it Krylon6? The hashtag.
Krylon5 is the hashtag. That's what we're
Perfect.
All aiming for.
We're all aiming for. One day we'll live there. After we make it out of the galactic salt mines, that'll be the happy ending to this story, where the place where our consciousness will live and continue on this podcast for many years to come. All right. You could follow Danny on Twitter. He is not that other guy. He is still at Danny Bryson.
So far.
And you can follow Tyson Apostle, who is real, on Twitter, at Tyson Apostle. I'm at Rob Cesternino. Thank you so much to Scott St. Pierre for editing the News AF podcast, and also to News AF intern Lita, who does outstanding work every single week. We'll see you back at our regular time next week on Tuesday. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
You did it, guys.